Exodus chapter 32. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us that will go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him." So Aaron said to them, "Break off the gold earrings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." All the people took off the gold earrings that were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. He received it from their hand and fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they announced, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow will be a festival to the Lord." So they got up early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and indulged in pagan partying. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go, get down, for your people that you brought up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside from the way that I commanded them. They have made a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" Then the Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, and look how stiff-necked they are. Now, therefore, leave me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them and that I may destroy them, but I will make you into a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord, his God, and said, "Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'For evil purposes he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and destroy them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce anger and change your mind about bringing this disaster against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said, 'I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give you and your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.'" Then the Lord changed his mind concerning the disaster that he said he would bring on his people. Then Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two stone tablets of the testimony in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides, written both on the front side and on the back. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved upon the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is the shout of war in the camp." But Moses replied, "It is not the sound of those shouting because of victory, or the sound of those who cry out in defeat, but the sound of singing revelers that I hear." As soon as he came near the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. Then Moses' anger burned hot, and he threw the stone tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. Then he took the calf that they had made and burned it with fire, ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the children of Israel drink it. Then Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you have brought such a great sin on them?" Aaron replied, "Do not let your anger burn hot, my lord. You know this people, that they are bent on evil. For they said to me, 'Make us gods who will go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him.' Then I said to them, 'Whoever has any gold, let them take it off.' So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out popped this calf." Then Moses saw the people were running wild, for Aaron had let them go wild, making them a joke to their enemies. So Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come join me." All the Levites gathered around him. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord says, the God of Israel: each man strap his sword on his thigh, and go back and forth from one entrance to the other throughout the camp, with each man killing his brother, his friend, and his neighbor. So the Levites did according to the word of Moses. About 3,000 people died that day. Then Moses said, "Today you have been consecrated to the Lord, yes, every one, at the cost of his son and brother. So he has bestowed on you a blessing this day." The next day Moses said to the people, "You have committed a great sin. And now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin." Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Oh, what a great sin this people have committed. They have made for themselves gods of gold. But now, please forgive their sins, but if not, then blot me out of your book that you have written." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, that person alone will I blot out of my book. Now go, lead the people to the place that I told you about. Look, my angel will lead the way before you. Nevertheless, on the day I punish, I will certainly punish them for their sin." Then the Lord sent a plague on the people because they made the calf, the one Aaron made.